Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Welcome back to the Just ACT podcast, the show where we explore the fascinating world of psychological flexibility and how it can transform your life. In today's episode, we're diving into the concept of fusion and its impact on our well-being. Fusion is a pivotal concept of inflexibility in acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT. So, what does fusion look like in our daily lives? One, identification with thoughts. Fusion often begins with a strong identification with our thoughts. This means that we start believing every thought that crosses our mind. For example, a thought like, I'm not good enough, can lead you to avoid challenging situations. It's as if our thoughts define who we are. It's like we are fully buying into our thoughts and that one thought is the only thing you can be in that moment. Two, inflexible beliefs. Fusion can lead to the development of rigid, black and white beliefs that leave no room for flexibility. You might reject any viewpoint that challenges your established beliefs. This can lead to closed-mindedness and hinder your ability to adapt to new information or different perspectives. You might see this quite often nowadays on social medias or hear it in statements such as, if you're doing X, then you are Y! ! Inflexible beliefs often show up as those A equals B thought processes. So if this is true, this other thing is either not true or 100% true. It's how we're judging people online for different conversations and beliefs. In addition, inflexible beliefs can be that black and white thinking. This typically means that the perspectives are the only ones in that moment. They live at the extreme end of your thinking. When in reality, there's probably multiple perspectives along the way that open you up to more engagement with your present moments. Number three, self-criticism. A common consequence of fusion is an internal dialogue of self-criticism. You become your harshest critic, constantly judging yourself based on your own thoughts. The self-criticism leads to feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. You probably have your own examples of self-criticism. It might sound like that wasn't good enough. I should have tried harder. I didn't do what I was supposed to do in the way that I thought I could do it. Fill in the blanks with your own examples. Number four, thoughts dictate emotions. So in a fused state, our thoughts or your thoughts instantly dictate your emotions. So if you think I'm unlovable, it triggers a cascade of these negative emotions, such as sadness, self-doubt, isolation. It's like the thought becomes the driver, and everything else becomes a passenger to a dark and trying destination. The antidote to fusion is diffusion. So through diffusion, the thoughts become the passengers on your bus while your values drive you towards the destinations that bring you more openness and engagement in your life. Number five, defensive behaviors. So we all do this to protect ourselves from the discomfort of negative thoughts or emotions. You might often engage in behaviors that provide short-term relief, but are ultimately unhelpful in the long run. So for example, you might avoid situations, you might avoid arguments, you might emotionally eat to numb the emotions that you're feeling. Those all can be quote unquote helpful in providing short-term relief, but when you look at the long road of your life, they may be unhelpful for you along that road. Now, let's explore the impact fusion has on well-being. So research by Hayes, Strassel, and Wilson in 2011 highlights the profound impact of fusion on our well-being. When thoughts become fused with our identity, they can lead to personal inflexibility and even amounts of suffering. Here are additional ways that fusion may impact your well-being. These could be areas to consider exploring if fusion is attached to them for you personally. So number one, stifled growth. Fusion inhibits your personal growth because you avoid anything that challenges your fused thoughts. You might stay within your comfort zone to protect your self-concept. You might limit your experiences or your learning opportunities. This could be refusing to hear another person's perspective or viewpoint on specific topics. So in ways that you are stifling your own professional development and growth, fusion to your thoughts may be present. Number two, ineffective problem solving. Your fused thoughts create kind of a narrow perspective that might limit your ability to problem solve in certain situations. You might struggle to find creative solutions because your thoughts may be rigidly dictating how you have to approach that challenge. It could also look like constant attempts to problem solve over and over and over again when the certain situation at hand might mean just be present with this feeling and there's actually no problem to be solved. You are not a problem to be solved, right? Your mind, your emotions don't have to be a problem to be solved. So if you see yourself doing one of those others, or where you have a limited skill set of being able to problem solve in a specific moment, or you kind of have this over-identification with, I have to problem solve, I have to problem solve, I have to problem solve, fusion might be integrated on both of those. Number three, emotional turmoil. So fusion often results in emotional suffering. You might feel overwhelmed by negative thoughts and feelings, and this can lead to anxiety, depression. Your emotional state is in a constant flux based off of your thoughts of the moment. So if most of your thinking is in this fused state of inflexibility, you're going to potentially feel like you're dragged down into those overwhelmed states more frequently than not. Number four, strained relationships. Your inflexible beliefs, behaviors can strain your personal romantic relationships because you might insist on your specific viewpoint and resist areas of compromising with the people that you love. This can lead to increased conflicts and an increased sense of isolation from loved ones, which once we feel disconnected, becomes even harder to jump back in and becomes what we might call a stuck loop. Fusion leads to these experiences of stuck loops. We have a fused negative thought. We go towards a behavior that might give us that short-term relief, which then actually puts us back into a fused thought and repeats the cycle. And last, number five, reduced quality of life. So ultimately, fusion is going to diminish your overall quality of life. You might feel trapped in your thoughts, unable to really embrace life fully. And that rigidity prevents you from experiencing the richness and diversity of life that you could be out there experiencing. Breaking free from fusion begins with recognizing when we're fused with our thoughts. So here are some strategies to help you become more aware. Each of these have been discussed on previous show episodes, so remember to see today's show notes for links for more information. Number one, mindfulness. Developing mindfulness is a powerful tool to observe your thoughts without attachment or judgment. That's the key part. That's the tricky part. That allows you to witness your thoughts without becoming entangled in them. Mindfulness practices can help you kind of step back and observe your thoughts from a distance. Number two, self as context. Practicing self as context involves seeing thoughts as mental events, not absolute truths. So this helps create that distance between you, your thoughts. You understand that your thoughts are just thoughts and not a reflection of who you are at your core identity. Number three, diffusion techniques. Exploring diffusion exercises is essential to reduce the grip of your thoughts on your behavior. For example, you could try repeating a difficult thought rapidly for 1 minute and notice how it loses its impact. This is called the Titchener effect. So if you've ever said a word over and over again, and then you kind of have that sensation in your mouth of like, what is this word coming out of my mouth? It's lost meaning. That's a diffusion technique that you can use with your thoughts and feelings. This exercise helps you see that those thoughts are transient and they really can be detached from your actions. Number four, values exploration. Clarify your values to determine what truly matters to you beyond your thoughts. This helps provide a broader perspective to guide your actions. Values help you make decisions based on what's important to you rather than being solely influenced by your thoughts. Number five, flexible behaviors. Make choices based on your values rather than your fused thoughts. This is where that real transformation begins. Instead of being dictated by your thoughts, you take actions aligned with those deeply held values of yours. Let's take a moment for some self-reflection. In what areas of your life have you noticed fusion with thoughts? And how might that have impacted your overall well-being? And as you're reflecting on your life experiences, identify areas where you have been fused with your thoughts. Consider how this fusion has influenced your actions and your well-being. What steps can you take today to diffuse from your thoughts and reduce the feelings of fusion? Consider practical steps you can take to distance yourself from your thoughts. So again, that might be that mindfulness practice, diffusion exercises, seeking support from another person, therapist, or support group. How can you ensure that your actions are aligned with your values, even in the presence of uncomfortable thoughts? This means reflecting on your core values, how you can use them as a compass for your action. Consider situations where you act in alignment with your values, regardless of your thoughts. Who can support you on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility? So identify individuals or resources that can provide support as you work on diffusing from your thoughts and living a more values-driven life. Breaking free from fusion is a journey worth taking. It isn't without challenges, but it's a transformative path to a more flexible and fulfilling life. Remember, thoughts are just mental events, and you have the power to respond to them in ways that align with your values. So if you found today's episode valuable, please consider subscribing, sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, and until next time, may you find the courage to diffuse from your thoughts and make choices aligned with your values. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.